Hello, my name is Rudy Canoza. I am a businessman. I want you to know that I am a man who... I'm a man, and I love women, but I really don't have any life beyond that which is given to me by Phil Henry, because he is the man doing the voice right now of me, Rudy Canoza, and all of the guests you hear on his show, Phil creates them. He is too talented, quite frankly, for radio. He should be in the movies, and with any luck, he'll be in the movies, and he can leave this garbage, crap, rotten, stinking, foul business behind.
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Suzanne Summers was on the Larry King Show last night. Pretty jarring revelation from Ms. Summers that she has breast cancer. She's being treated for it, and my understanding is the treatment has been very successful. But unfortunately, she had to go on the Larry King Show to talk about this because a tabloid had spotted her leaving a clinic where she was getting some liposuction, and in the very garish and disrespectful and obvious and, frankly, really boring way that tabloids have of putting things, they said that she was getting liposuction because she must be fat. So rather than have that rumor floating around, she decided to be very honest with the American public. As she said, she decided to come forward after the National Enquirer reported this liposuction thing and say that she was undergoing treatment for breast cancer. And a tough thing. Dr. Jim Sadler's on the line with us to talk about that. I know that this has also affected you personally, Dr. Sadler. You are not, however, a doctor of oncology. Is that correct?
No, sir, I am not. I am a dermatologist. I don't have any credentials, but I did have a wife who passed on from this disease 6 years ago.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. My wife, Angela, has succumbed to breast cancer.
When you saw this revelation from Suzanne Summers last night, how did you feel?
Well, it was emotional. It took me back to what my wife had gone through. It was, I have to tell you, I felt conflicted because I was happy to see that Ms. Summers was back among us. I had not seen her interviewed in some time. I was not aware of her career, and yet I was sad to hear that she had had this disease.
Happy to see her back, though, huh?
Well, I am, and I commented at that time to a friend of mine who was watching the broadcast with me. You know, she's really rather lucky. I don't know if you can call having breast cancer lucky, but I'm sure that her husband had a lot to do with booking her on the show so that people can see that she's back. It puts her back in the public eye. I have to see this disease in a positive way. It keeps the phone ringing in a lot of ways. That's tough to say.
When you're saying Suzanne Summers has breast cancer, keeps the phone ringing, I'm sure that she didn't go public to say that she wants a job.
No, she didn't, but I think you recognize with the Suzanne Summers that she hasn't been working all that much. I don't remember the last thing. I guess it was the Three's a Crowd show.
Three's Company?
Three's Company show that she did was the last thing that I saw her in. So I said to Milt Friedman, who is a friend of mine, I'm sorry that she has breast cancer, but by the same token, look what it did for her. And I think that it has a silver lining. And
was your wife an actress? There's something in your bio. Your wife was either an actress or an aspiring actress.
My wife, Angela, was an aspiring actress, and I found myself last night. I found myself angry at her for not doing what I had asked her to do, which was to pursue her acting career before she got older and then eventually sick. She was very talented. If she had eventually been successful, then she would have gotten her breast cancer would have come at a time when she was famous. You know?
No, I don't.
What I'm saying is that with Suzanne Summers, for instance, she's back. She's back in a big way. She can pretty much write her own ticket now. Yes, she has breast cancer, but
while she's still able to walk on her own, under her own power, she could have a Las Vegas show. And my wife, when she was diagnosed, I can tell you... So
yeah, but this is a disease... Wait a second. This is a disease that...
No, it's a debilitating disease.
Yeah, it's a disease. It's not about being able to work.
But can I just mention something? From the time my wife was diagnosed with breast cancer to the time that she was actually had to go and stay in bed was about 4.5 months. That was 4.5 months when she could have been doing auditions and she could have been...
But why would she want to work, man?
Well, because to feel vital. And also to get into a position where she would have the fame to leave her family with a certain amount of money. In other words, if my wife had died famous, obviously things would have been a lot different.
Are you hurting for money right now? Or
No, we're not. But there would have been a sizable estate if she had died famous. She didn't die famous. God rest her soul. I loved her. I love her still. If we could have done a book. But she didn't want to be an actress, so she doesn't want to be an actress. I'm not going to. But while Suzanne Somers is able to walk,
I wish you wouldn't do that.
What?
Talk about Suzanne Somers being able to. The lady's doing fine. Okay,
she's doing fine, and I think she should capitalize on that. And I'm sure that I'm not saying anything, Phil, that's unusual here. I'm sure that. I don't know. Maybe I'm.
Yeah, it's sounding a little. I'm a little uncomfortable with where this is going. Okay?
Well,
I mean, you're talking about, this is a woman who is talking about this so that women can be aware of treatment and be aware that this is a disease that can't be taken lightly. This isn't about her getting back to work. I mean...
Well, we don't know that yet. I think the jury's still out. I think it's about her being sick, but I think it could also be about the fact that she has an opportunity right now to sort of recreate her career.
An opportunity.
Yeah, but not. But to get well as well. And that's.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Dr. Jim Sadler with us, talking about the breast cancer that has befallen Suzanne Somers. The fact that you were married to a woman who died from it, and you were telling me that she should have pursued an acting career.
From the standpoint that had she pursued her acting career successfully. Once she got the breast cancer, then there would have been the opportunity to write a book about it that people would have bought. And
well, why wouldn't they buy a book about a woman suffering from that disease if she wasn't an actress?
Because they never heard of her. I mean, why would they? There's two sides to every penny, Mr. Hendry. She's getting the word out, but she's also getting her face back out there. She's getting the word out.
But, well, okay, this mercenary attitude... About breast cancer.
Look, I'm sure she's going to be hitting the auditions before her hair starts falling out, and that's all we're talking about. And you think I'm being insensitive?
Very.
But the point I'm making is this: in order for her to really make this work for a lot of American women, Suzanne Somers needs to get out there, get back on the boards, get back in front of a camera. Do some more commercials, do the Lucky, whatever, the Alpha Beta or Vons commercials with her husband, because the chemo kicks in, the hair falls out, then they can't...
This is...
Look, I'm the guy who had the wife who died from it. I should be the one who's uncomfortable.
That's great, but I'm uncomfortable, okay? I'm uncomfortable. I mean, what is the overall message here? The overall message is if you have breast cancer, make sure you get famous?
No.
Well, then what is it?
I think the overall message is if you're a woman who suffers from breast cancer, don't complain about it, because there's a chance that you could get in a television show.
Well, I don't know how likely that is, okay? And I don't know how likely it is that anybody that suffers from that disease is going to be able to write a book, is going to be able to make millions, is going to be able to give that money to their family.
But there is an opportunity for all of us. I think that's what Suzanne Somers was trying to say. Look at me. I'm back. And this is an opportunity. A lot of family members of women with breast cancer are in my shoes. They'd love for their wives or their sisters to be able to utilize the illness to get them some attention and maybe leave a nice cushion. I don't know. A Rogaine spot, I don't...
Hold on for a minute. hope to God nobody in my audience, in your family, my family, anybody suffers from this illness. Now, with respect to Dr. Sadler, his wife died from it, I understand, but he's saying he wished he would have gotten out, she would have gotten out, done some auditions and gotten famous so that she could have written a book and they would have been living off the proceeds. Suzanne Summers was on Larry King last night, not to get her face back in front of the public, but to inform women about the disease. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here. Dr. Jim Sadler, Suzanne Summers on the Larry King Show last night said that she has breast cancer. Did she say she had it or has it, doctor?
Well, no. She said that she's battling it, and she's battling it successfully. And I think that that's great, and I think that, you know, we all wish her the best. I'm simply saying that this breast cancer brought Suzanne Summers back to the limelight, and for that, I think she can be grateful.
Well, you said that women who get breast cancer ought to look on the bright side. What's the bright side for them?
The bright side for them is that...
Yeah, what's the bright side for a woman who isn't Suzanne Summers?
The bright side for them is that there's the possibility that... I don't know. If they're not in show business, there probably isn't. But if you're in show business, and by that I mean if you have...
So in other words, let me just interrupt you. A woman who's in show business, there's a bright side if she has breast cancer.
If she's going out on auditions, yeah.
But a woman who, let's say, works puts rivets and Chevys on an assembly line in Detroit, and she gets breast cancer, there's no bright side.
Unless there's a... If they're shooting a commercial up in Detroit for Chevrolet, I don't know. I'm just...
Okay, I got what you're saying. And your wife was an actress, and it's too bad that she didn't, you know, that she didn't survive, because she could have written a book about it. I got it.
Well, Mr. Henry, what I'm saying is that my wife was an actress, and we could have made some money on it.
Yeah, I got what you're saying. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Kathy on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello, Mr. Henry.
Yes.
I have a comment or a question for your guest. He's thinking that Suzanne Summer is going to drop dead in 4.5 months.
I'm just saying if.
No, wait, I'm listening to you, and it sounds like, I'm telling you what I'm hearing, you're talking like she's going to drop dead, and
well,
you're comparing this to like someone that might go out and pull some kind of publicity stunt to jumpstart their career.
No, I'm saying that I hope this isn't. I hope she didn't get breast cancer as a publicity stunt, because I think that insults any woman that had this disease.
Let me ask you something. How do you get breast cancer as a publicity stunt?
No.
You could expose yourself to radiation. There's a lot of things. What I'm saying is, it's like looking at the glass is half full, not half empty. You have to find the good in the bad.
And well, you're saying like going out on auditions, you know...
I'm trying to take some lemons and make
there's
lemonade.
There's also some psychological things women go through. Say she had to lose her whole breast. It wasn't just a lumpectomy. I think you're looking at it in a very small way.
But they have fake breasts that you can wear. Here's what I'm saying.
What if someone gave you a fake penis? Don't you think that psychologically would be something rough for you to get through?
Well, but how big is it? I mean...
Oh, that's real funny. Real.
Well, all right, I'm sorry. But what I'm basically saying, Kathy, is this.
Yes.
If Suzanne Summers has got, say, 4 months to live, that's 4 good months she's got to get out, get some auditions under her belt, and get back at a shot at having a TV show.
And you think if she had 4 months to live, that's what she would want to do?
Why wouldn't she? I mean, she... Well, I don't understand.
If she had 4 months to live, would she want to go out on auditions?
Exactly.
She's an actress. Why wouldn't she?
She's dying if she's got 4.5 months to live. What you're saying, she knows she's going to die.
Oh,
why
do you think
she would want to do that?
Well, what's she going to do? Go
spend
you know,
some quality time with her family.
Oh, you know, that costs money. Spending quality time costs money, okay? Who's going to pay for her to sit on a butt?
My aunt has no money, had breast cancer. She had quality time at the end. You do not have to have money to have quality time with the people that
love
you.
Well, what did they do? Would they take your aunt and lay her out in a park someplace? I mean,
no, they... What are you... How dare you?
Well, I don't know what they did with her aunt. What do you mean quality time? That's all I'm saying to you. Okay?
Are you a doctor? Are you truly a sort of, you went to medical school?
Yes.
Did you take the oath?
Yes, I took the oath.
Oh, I just have doubts about that.
Well
that
I've
was
got
my problem.
I have doubts that you knew anybody with breast cancer, so.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Here is Tiffany on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
My comment is I can't believe that he would think that Suzanne Somers should be grateful for having cancer.
Right.
So she can get a so she can have a job.
What was this crack about?
I guarantee you that she would prefer to be broke or not working than have a life-threatening disease.
Tiffany, let me tell you. When Yul Brynner lay in a hospital bed dying of lung cancer, he still did a TV commercial. How about that?
Okay.
And
you
want to cut Susan?
He was doing a TV commercial to tell people not to smoke. He had tubes coming out of his nose.
But he was still doing a TV commercial. And the same thing with Susan.
It's about life, and you obviously have your priorities screwed up. Because you're mad because
I'm
you didn't make money
live.
Off of your wife's illness. You know, that's what you're mad about.
She could have gone out and done a couple of Calvin Klein commercials. We'd have some money right now.
You
and
know
then
what?
When she died,
then you get off your butt and make money. Don't be mad at your wife.
I'm not going to be in a brassiere.
Make money for you.
I'm going to be in a brassiere commercial. My wife had a shot to do a brassiere commercial, and they were going to shoot 1 week ahead of her mastectomy. I said, "Let's go while you still have them."
Oh my God!
What?
You know what?
Wait, that's right.
I think you're an egomaniac,
you want
somebody to take care of you. That's the problem.
Oh, and my wife not going out on that brassiere shoot—that's me being selfish. Is that it?
Exactly.
She could have gone out and gotten what she had, two perfectly good breasts. She could.
Oh, come on, will you?
You go get implants and you go do the breast commercial.
No,
I can't believe there's men like you out there. I can't believe that.
Wait a minute. Why is everyone coming down on me? I'm the one saying, hooray, Suzanne. She's doing a wonderful thing by getting in a lot of FaceTime on TV. Lady, you're not an actor, so how would you know if an actress would work for the last 4 months of her life?
You know what? I have plenty of celebrity friends and actresses, and I can tell you it's
sure
not about...
Sure you do.
And
sure.
I,
did you know
yeah,
Audrey Hepburn?
You know what? But I'm not a name dropper, so I'm not going to mention names.
I knew Audrey Hepburn.
It doesn't matter. I'm not a name dropper, but...
Good for you.
Well, I did.
All right, that's great. Listen to what the lady is saying here. She's saying that it's about... Look, what do you mean your wife could have done a brassiere ad 1 week before her mastectomy?
When she had two perfectly good breasts.
Unbelievable.
What's unbelievable? Oh, I get it. I'm the bad guy.
You're a
Let me ask you something. How could a woman go out and get breast cancer just so she can pull a publicity stunt? You said that's possible.
Yeah.
Exposing herself to radiation.
That's worth it. And by the way, she's done a lot of things since Three's Company, okay? You're
Really? What, such a...
Oh, yeah. She's been on that Step by Step
sitcom
for a long time.
Well, that's a real hit.
She does infomercials all the time. I see her all the time on TV.
Love those.
So, well, but you know what? She's working.
Swallow plutonium. A lot of women could swallow plutonium, and it'll give them breast cancer. And it's
I think you need to do that. You're so into the money. Why don't you try to do that?
Yeah, that's what you do, man. Let's go get some plutonium, swallow it, get breast cancer as a publicity stunt.
It's not...
Yeah.
All right, go ahead. It's not... Well, my wife had a wonderful, beautiful rear end. And she could have done a swimsuit ad like Cindy Crawford. But no, she has to go out and get breast cancer. Thanks very much, Angela, wherever you are. And
At
this point, I don't know where it is.
I'm just thankful that she's free from you, because I can't believe that...
Yeah, the whole thing sucks.
You know, good luck finding somebody, because your values, you have no morals whatsoever.
I thought you and I had connected.
Do you understand that? You have zero morals.
I have zero morals.
Zero.
When I'm saying good for Suzanne Somers, she can do another one of those She's the Sheriff's.
You're envious because your wife didn't profit off of this, and Suzanne Somers is.
I think if Suzanne Somers
you are
got
so
at least,
envious.
She's got
it's
at least
unbelievable.
13
you need to
weeks
be grateful
life.
For what you had and the time that you had with your wife.
I love
and
my
move
wife,
on.
But she
move
wasn't Suzanne
on.
Somers. If she's got 13 weeks of life left, she can put 13 weeks in the can if She's the Sheriff. And
okay.
You know what? I can't eat. I'm so upset. I can't even handle talking to you guys.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We'll be back to this disgusting display. The Phil Henry Show. I will be at Yankee Doodle's restaurant Saturday, March 31st from noon to 2, signing our special edition vinyl picture disc. While you're there, be sure to check out the $6.40 Phil Henry lunch specials and 64-cent soft drinks. Yankee Doodle's is located at 21870 Victory Boulevard. For more information, go to philhenryshow.com. And all of the money that we raise for the from the sale of our Best Of CD and picture disc vinyl goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. We've raised $120,611.50 so far this year. That's a lot of bread. We really appreciate your great generosity. Dr. Jim Sadler is on the line here. And Dr. Sadler, you know that I have a big problem with you saying that Suzanne Somers, going on Larry King last night, admitting to everybody that she has breast cancer, it's a good thing because she's got her face back on television. Having breast cancer can't be good. And
well, Phil, first of all, I want to interrupt and also say how grateful I am for the money that you've raised for my friend's place and for your great generosity. And I wanted to, I didn't want this afternoon to go without me acknowledging that.
All right, I thank you very much for that, sir. I do appreciate that.
All right, and I don't think there's any reason why we have to raise our voices to each other.
You're absolutely correct, sir, although some of the things saying that your wife had breast cancer and you're sorry that she died when she did because she died before she could get famous and then write a book about it.
I'm sorry that my wife died from breast cancer because she could have. She was worth more with breast cancer as a celebrity than she's worth with breast cancer, it's just a regular. That's all I'm with, is a regular person. Look at the Erin Brockovich story. Those people up in Hinckley, California, they get cancer, they go bald, they're bald people walking around in a dusty desert town. Nobody knows about them, and they don't have nickel one unless they make a movie out of it. And they made a movie of the week out of that, and now they're all rolling in the dust. I mean, the ones that are dead aren't rolling in it, but the ones that are left are rolling in. I mean,
yeah, how many do you think are alive enjoying that money?
There's got to be somebody left up there.
Yeah, there's people left up there that some of them died.
Look, Suzanne Somers could get a new version of She's the Sheriff up and running by the fall season. She's the Sheriff again, something like that, and then die. I'm sorry, I didn't make.
Yeah, every way you put this, it sounds really callous. She's the Sheriff and then die.
I'm saying she could get 13 more weeks.
Yeah, I heard what you said. She could get 13 more weeks out of her TV career. I'm sure she's got other things to do. Russell, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
This whole concept that this man is saying is appalling. It's insulting. And I very seriously question that he's a medical doctor of any type. And
I'm a board-certified dermatologist. I'm not an oncologist, sir, but I... and I'm not here trotting out my medical expertise. I'm simply saying that my wife did die from breast cancer before she was able to do an audition for what later became a very big sitcom.
The very idea that someone would self-induce cancer before a publicity stunt is absolutely insulting to every person who's ever had cancer and the family of every person who has ever helped a person survive or not survive through cancer. My wife is a cancer victim, and she takes radiation and chemotherapy right now.
Is she a celebrity of some kind?
No, she's not a celebrity of some kind, but
so
she is just...
there's no possible chance she did that as a publicity stunt.
Will you stop that?
Mr. Henry, you guys...
No, you, Dr. Sadler, you. The man told you that his wife's not a celebrity.
The only ups upside, if you will, for a cancer victim, number one is survival, and number two, whether they're famous or not, is to be is to become a role model or an inspiration,
well,
or at least an example
That's
of
it.
Somebody who can survive.
That's what I'm
you, sir,
about.
Are a certifiable jackass.
How am I? All right, well, I don't choose to speak to you any longer, sir, if you want to call me names. I was going to say that that's exactly what your wife could do if she were famous. She could write a book and be an influence to people. But right now, what is she? Nobody knows who she is, right? And I, hello?
Yeah, nobody knows who she is,
right,
except the family
imagine,
and her friends and the people who love and care about her.
Okay, and it's probably tough to sit down to write a...
Whoa, man.
Yeah. You know, what a celebrity can do is can be... A celebrity can't be any more courageous or human than anybody else. All they can do is they have a bigger reach. They can reach out to people who
right.
have got a common
well, that's
illness.
That's what I'm saying.
And
that's
they can
all
be
I'm
an,
saying.
They can be an inspiration. The idea that someone would have a disease that serious and have
any concept
of trying to capitalize...
Well, I don't...
All right, that your car phone went goofy for a minute there. So you want her to come back and do Three's Company?
No, well, I think Suzanne Somers could do Three's Company. I think they'd have to get a new slide made up that says Two's Company after...
Yeah, okay.
What?
You know what I'm talking about, okay? That man's wife was suffering from cancer, rectal cancer.
That's tough. It's not as glamorous as breast cancer. But
glamorous? Okay, you know what I'm going to do, Doc? I'm going to take one more phone call here.
I think I've been misunderstood here, Mr. Henry. I'm the man whose wife had cancer. And I'm
yes, but and with that kind of experience in your background, I would think you'd have a little bit more understanding of the people who are calling in, saying that Suzanne Somers did a publicity stunt. I mean, I've never heard of anybody getting breast cancer, and I know you can swallow plutonium and give you cancer. Give yourself cancer, okay? Why would anybody do that as a publicity stunt?
Because there's people always doing crazy things. I don't make any explanation as to why they do these things. They just do them. Everybody's always looking for publicity. Give yourself cancer. Dye your hair blonde. Grow a beard.
Have a breast removed?
Have a breast removed, yes.
Yeah, right. Stacy, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, Phil.
Yes.
This guy is an absolute idiot. How in the world would you think that...
Wait a second. I'm the one whose wife had breast cancer, not you.
My grandmother had breast cancer. She had a mastectomy. She's walking around right now without a breast.
Is she famous?
No, she's famous in my eyes. How
about
that one? You know, you're sitting up here saying, you're putting blonde hair and having cancer on the same line? There are hundreds of millions of women each day that die from breast cancer. And
I know. I think it's very sad. I think it's sadder that someone like a Suzanne Somers might die without giving us another She's the Sheriff.
Will you stop with She's the Sheriff?
Well, what do you mean it's sadder? It's the same for everybody. It's a death. It's a death in the family. What are you talking about?
Well, I'm sorry that I've been misunderstood. I really am.
You are a freaking dermatologist.
I'm a dermatologist. Have you got acne? Well, I don't know, what do you what's the problem?
I just do not understand. You're playing this like it's an everyday thing, like a common cold. Like somebody just wants to have cancer. That is just, that just upsets me to no end.
I'm not saying people want cancer, but as long as you've got it, why not put a few episodes in the can?
She's not going to put any episodes in the can.
Well, another infomercial then, for another Thighmaster. I don't know. Maybe that's what gave her the cancer.
All right, thank you very much for your call. Thanks, Doc. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. One 800 449 8686 Phil Henry Show. A friend of mine was auditioning for a television show. He was auditioning actually for a game show. I think I mentioned this not too long ago. And I found out something that I think is wrong, and that is that these game shows, and for those of you who don't know this, game shows now more than ever before are really not looking for the best possible contestant with regard to how well they can play the game. Like, let's take Jeopardy for an example. They don't really want the smartest guy. Really what they're doing is they're casting. Now, if you know what I mean by casting, then you know what I'm talking about is a person could go in there and be a Rhodes Scholar. But if they've got a hair out of place, if they've got blonde hair and they're looking for black hair, if they've got a big nose and they're looking for a small nose, that person will not be on that game show, and they'll get some good-looking dude in there instead. And this friend of mine was going to be on a game show a few weeks ago. They asked this cat for headshots. You know who has headshots? Actors have headshots. No normal human being has headshots. Nobody that I know. My dad actually had a picture taken of himself that was an 8x10 glossy. Herb Hendry. And there he was. And he worked for, you know, a business machine company. And there he was in his suit and his tie. And it said Herb Hendry, you know, branch manager, City of Los Angeles for Frieden Incorporated. And there he was, you know. And that it was one of those corporate pictures that they take. That's as close as anybody in my family ever came to a headshot. Until their son, Philip, went into the radio business. And then, of course, why do I need headshots in this business? Why they ever publish the pictures of radio personalities is beyond my wildest imaginings. You know, I don't even want to see what they look like. Why they ever would publish the picture of a dude in radio, I don't get that, you know. It's radio, man. You know, somebody's got a very comfortable picture of what I look like. In their mind. You know what would be really funny is to take some calls right now from people. What do you think I look like as opposed to what I really look? This has got to be from people who have never met me before. For instance, people who may not live in Los Angeles and never been to a personal appearance that I've been on. Why don't you take a wild guess of what I look like? 1-800-449-8686. Now, remember that Sopranos episode, Jesus Rossi, you know, the guy that attacked Dr. Melfi? He was the employee of the month. He had the big picture there. So they want headshots for this cat to be on a game show. Now, this guy is really smart, man. Really, really smart. But unfortunately, he has a wandering eye. One of the eyeballs kind of goes, you know, just sort of stares off. He's looking. He's one of those guys you don't know which eye is looking at you. And when you're talking to the guy, you don't know. I'm not saying this guy in particular, but there's some people have that kind of eye thing. You're kind of moving from one foot to the other. Do you see, which eye do you want me to be? Oh, here I am now. Do you see me now? Nope, that eye's not looking at me anymore. I've got to go over here. And this, the eye, you know, it's a wandering eye thing, and it's a muscle imbalance, and I had it when I was a kid, too, and it's a tough deal. Well, they won't put this guy in a game show because he don't have the looks, right? So what's the problem, man? I mean, well, you can't put a guy like that on. Well, then you would ask me the question, okay, Phil, fine, great. How about somebody who's been horribly scarred with acid? Do you want to put them on a... yeah, sure. No problem with that. Some dude in a wheelchair, you know, with the hand. I think it's disgraceful. And as a result, I decided that I would come on today and make this announcement. This is tough for me, but I'm going to make this announcement. It's very tough. Hey, you know what, Mike? How about getting some women on the line? You know, having some dude tell me what he imagines I look like is kind of gay. You know, I don't know. No offense to the dudes that are calling, but what is that? Your freaking beeper over there? That's Taylor's beeper. Who's calling you, Nikki? The auto shop's calling you. Your car's ready. Okay. All right. Okay. Taylor's car's all set. The auto shop's beeping you. Anyway, where was I? Okay, this is really tough for me to say, but I am going to say it. Recently, I have embarked on a very small television career. I've been cast in the pilot for a TV show. But what I found out today about how game shows are cast disgusted me so thoroughly that I'm going to quit. You heard me right. I'm going to quit that television show that I was cast for because I want no part, and hear me very clearly, I want no part of an industry that values looks so much that a truly brilliant man is not allowed on a game show because he doesn't look right. I'm sorry to everyone that I was involved with on that particular show. You guys know who you are. But I quit. I'm only kidding. You can go ahead and call me. I still want to be on the show. I'm just only joking. Please, please, please. I know the costume guy's coming to my house on Saturday. Please, God. Okay, here is Susan. Hi, Susan. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes. Hi.
How are you?
How are you doing?
Good. Have you ever seen me before? Have you ever met me before?
I have never seen you, met you, only heard your voice.
Okay, what do I look like?
Well,
how tall am I?
You're probably about 5'11".
5'11"?
Yeah.
What color's my hair?
Sandy blonde.
Sandy blonde. What color are my eyes?
I think they're blue. Kind of a clear blue.
Do I have a full head of hair? Do I have thinning hair? Am I bald? Do I have long hair? Do I have short hair?
You have kind of a short cut that's well-kept.
Short, well-kept cut?
Yeah, and it's maybe kind of receding a little bit.
Receding just a little bit, but not too much.
Right.
A little bit. What kind of clothes am I wearing right now, do you imagine?
Something comfortable.
Okay, for instance, am I wearing slacks with a pair of slip-on shoes? Am I wearing a sports shirt? Am I wearing a sports jacket right now?
You're probably wearing a sports shirt with an open collar that's comfortable and a pair of slacks that kind of go with that.
Okay, what kind of shoes am I wearing? Kind of a laced wingtip?
No, that's too fancy.
Too square? Yeah.
Yeah, too fancy.
Okay, what kind of shoes? Anything?
Well, some kind of slip-ons.
How much do I weigh?
Well, now that's one thing. I think you've talked about your weight.
My broad
shoulders.
Am I broad-shouldered? Do I have a large chest?
No.
Okay. Do I have a nice rear end? I'm just kidding about that.
I don't know. I've never seen it.
Hey, broad shoulders. Am I barrel-chested? Do I have a big gut?
No, nice shape. Just nice shape. Nice chest. Attractive, you know.
Nice shape. A very attractive man.
Someone would want to hug you. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, Susan, thank you very much for that, because I was horribly scarred in a rocket sled accident 3 years ago. No, I'm kidding. I'm 6 feet tall. You said 5'11".
That's close.
Well, should I tell people? Or nah, I'm 6 feet tall. You said 5'11".
Right.
I have reddish brown hair.
Ah.
I have blue eyes, so you're right about that.
Okay.
I'm completely bald on top, but hair around the side.
Don't believe it.
I do. I do not have hair. And I'm wearing jeans, hiking boots, and what kind of shirt would you call this? This is a sports shirt, isn't it, Craig? It's like a silk sports shirt that I'm wearing right now.
You're wearing hiking boots?
I'm wearing hiking boots that my wife bought me from Rockport.
Oh, well, that's great.
Yeah. So how do you feel
that's
now?
That's a good thing to do.
Ha ha. How do you like?
That's a good thing. That's a good thing to do.
Well, thank you, Susan, very much.
You're welcome.
How do you like me now? All right. Thanks a lot, kid.
Bye.
Goodbye. Okay, well, how about that? They always think you're good-looking, don't they? Just because you got a nice voice. You look at a guy, you're like, all right, ladies, and coming up. Maybe I ought to do the next hour of my show like I'm on coast. All right, across the coast. Excuse me. Temperature right now on the coast. Pardon that belch, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't mean to do that. We're going to be listening to the beautiful sounds of whatever. Kenny Loggins is coming up in just a moment. But first, Southern California weather, partly cloudy. I'm also gay, and I have something hard sticking in my pocket right now. Just kidding. It's Phil Henry Show. We'll be right back. Mm-hmm.